On-chain crypto card spending hit a record $833 million in May. On-chain crypto card spending reached a record $833 million in May 2026, up 180% from the same month a year earlier, according to a Cointelegraph report posted on June 9. The same update put cumulative on-chain card volume above $9 billion for the first time. The timing is the part worth sitting with. May closed with the market deep in a drawdown. As of June 9, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $61,974, down 2.2% on the day and 7.6% over the week, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 15, or extreme fear. Card spending climbed to an all-time high in exactly the stretch when sentiment was at its worst. Spending and price pulling apart. For most of crypto's history, on-chain activity tracked price. Wallets got busy when coins went up and went quiet when they fell. A record month for crypto card spending during a sell-off breaks that pattern, at least for this slice of usage. One read is that a growing share of card volume now comes from people treating these cards as payment tools rather than as a way to express a market view. Someone topping up a card to buy groceries or pay for a subscription does not check the Fear and Greed Index first. If that behavior is what drove the 180% jump, it points to a user base that keeps spending whether the chart is green or red. The $9 billion cumulative figure gives the trend some weight. That number is the running total since these on-chain card networks started reporting, and crossing it for the first time in a month, that also set a single-month record, means the curve is steepening, not flattening. Stablecoins doing the quiet work. Most everyday card spend does not settle in volatile assets. It settles in stablecoins like USDC and USDT, which hold a fixed value at the point of sale and shield the user from a 7% weekly swing in Bitcoin. A card funded by a dollar pegged balance behaves like a normal debit card to the merchant and to the cardholder. That design choice is part of why spend can rise while prices fall. The balance sitting on a stablecoin funded card did not lose 7% this week. The user's purchasing power stayed flat, so their spending could too. Recent launches reinforce the pattern. Re.pay added Ripple's RLUSD on the XRP ledger for card top-ups, and Plasma One switched on peso funding for cards in Mexico, both aimed at making the balance behind the card more usable in daily life. The rails underneath the number on-chain card volume still rides traditional payment networks at the checkout. The merchant sees a Visa or MasterCard transaction. The conversion from crypto to fiat happens behind the scenes. That layer carries costs the headline volume figure does not show. A network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%, a conversion spread at the point of sale, and gas fees when a balance is topped up on chain. The $833 million is gross spend, not a measure of how cheap that spend was for the user. Custody is the other variable buried in the total. Some of that volume runs through custodial accounts where a provider holds the funds, and some runs through cards that spend straight from a user's own wallet. The custodial share carries counterparty risk. If an issuer hit trouble, those balances could be frozen as users learned in past failures. The self-custodial share avoids that, but puts key management on the user. A record volume figure says nothing about which model is growing faster, and that split matters for anyone choosing a card.